This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, my friends, what's going on? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the podcast where I'm answering your jazz questions 5 days a week to help you have more fun than ever playing music and to shorten your learning curve in your jazz journey. We have a great question today from Philip Sorge. Let's give it a listen.
Please describe the differences of a beginner jazz soloer all the way up through the ranks to a master jazz soloer. Thank you.
So what is the difference between a beginner jazz improviser and a master jazz improviser? Think about your jazz greats, right? When I think of like a beginner jazz improviser, like kind of my head, it kind of goes to like high school jazz band. I don't know why. I mean, that doesn't necessarily define a beginner improviser. In fact, I mean, there are some high school jazz band students who can improvise quite well, but that's just kind of where my brain goes if it helps you kind of think about the difference. So average high school jazz band student, and then, I don't know, Coltrane or Bill Evans or someone, right? That's kind of like the difference I'm thinking about in my head here. So I'll break down a few just general elements that I think makes a very big difference. So a beginner jazz improviser is usually thinking more in terms of tools versus actual melodicism, right? And what do I mean by that? The most classic example, again, me really thinking about this high school jazz band student here, is using a tool like the minor pentatonic scale, right? Right, now the minor pentatonic scale is one of those tools that a lot of crossover musicians will use, like a rock player, might go and have that already in their tool bag, right? Or a blues player, and they'll bring it to the table for jazz. And that's not wrong, because the pentatonic scale and those sounds that can elicit the blues are certainly appropriate for jazz, right? But a beginner jazz improviser is really thinking more in terms of that, right? There might be a blues, right? Like a B flat blues, right? And there's a lot of different chords in a B-flat blues, right? I'm thinking of the four chord to the sharp, four diminished, the one to the six, to the two, to the five, one, right? There's a lot of chords going by here, but the beginner will be thinking in terms of like this very basic, I mean, even just sort of like walking up and down the scale a little bit, but then, you know, occasionally the, like, they might know some licks or some ideas there, but it's all kind of just the same tonality, right? And you hear this as well if it isn't using something like the minor pentatonic scale. It could be just there is a 2-5-1 in E flat major, and they may or may not even know what that means, right? Which is totally okay. All to say that, oh, they just know that they can play the E flat major scale, right? Over top of that whole chord progression, and all those notes are going to sound quote unquote correct, right? So there's nothing wrong with starting there by any stretch, right? But a beginner jazz improviser is going to focus more on tools and those sorts of things, like scales and structures and patterns that they've memorized. That's kind of be their starting point. And again, that's a totally fine thing. But the difference between that and a master jazz improviser is that they are really just thinking about creating melodies, right? They're not really even thinking so much about scales or even chord tones at that point. It's really just about creating melodies and responding to musical moments, okay? And that brings me to the second thing, right? Beginner jazz improvisers are usually thinking a lot about what they're playing, right? So the beginner jazz improviser will eventually start to go, oh, okay, I can play this minor pentatonic scale, but there's something else going on here with jazz that I need to figure out. So they might figure out the next level, right? Which would be like chord tones, right? Those are the chord tones to that B flat 7 chord in the blues. And those are the chord tones to the 4 chord. And that's the chord tone to the sharp 4, right? And so they'll start to realize that chord tones are important as far as improvisation goes, right? Because they hear those master jazz improvisers and they're like, hey, wait a second. If you take away the accompaniment, you can still hear them playing the chord changes. That's pretty cool. How do they do that? Well, someone told me that they know how to play chord tones really well. And that is absolutely true about a master improviser. They really do know chord tones super, super well. But the difference, though, is they actually aren't thinking about chord tones anymore, right? The same way where I'm talking to you right now, this is not a scripted podcast episode. I'm kind of just talking to you as I go along. I might have a few bullet points out here, right, to make sure to talk about certain things, but that's about it, right? I'm really just ad-libbing and improvising here because I know the English language fairly well. And also I've been talking about jazz and teaching jazz for well over a decade now. So, right, I can really extrapolate on ideas and not really have to think too much about what I'm saying because I know the stuff that I'm going to say is going to resonate, is going to make sense. And it's the same thing with a master jazz improviser, is they are beyond thinking about chord tones and what all of those things actually are. And to me, these two are some of the biggest differences. But the third one and the final one that I really think stands out from all the there's a lot more we could mention about difference between a beginner and a master jazz improviser. But I would say these three are the most prominent. So the third one is a master jazz improviser has a really good ear to instrument connection. Okay, an ear to instrument connection, and a beginner jazz improviser doesn't have a strong ear to instrument connection. What do I mean by that? So to me, the secret of jazz improvisation is where what you're hearing in your head connects and works together with your instrument, aka the muscle memory, right? Okay. And this goes to the whole point of how master jazz improvisers aren't really needing to think that much. And a big reason for that is because their ear to instrument connection is so strong. Now, that doesn't mean that whatever they hear in their head, they can automatically play with their instrument, right? It just means that they can hear a lot of musical ideas. They've heard a lot of musical ideas, right? The same as I've heard a lot of English speaking in my lifetime. And I've heard a lot of ways to describe different things in my lifetime. And so therefore I can explain them to you now, right? And all of that though comes down to this muscle memory of how those things feel on your instrument, right? And a beginner musician, again, is really tied down to not having a very strong ear, right? Like not being able to hear a lot of ideas, not being able to recognize a lot of ideas, but then not being able to take those ideas and really get them to come out on their instrument very quickly or very organically at all, right? How would a beginner improviser get better at that? Well, the best practice really to start doing that is simply to learn different music by ear. It's such a beneficial exercise over and above, you know, just learning new vocabulary and new ideas. It's also improving your ear to instrument connection. So, you know, learning the melody of a jazz standard by ear versus off a piece of sheet music, it's helpful to build that ear to instrument connection. Learning a lick, learning a solo, learning a lick in all 12 keys or transposing, all these things build the ear to instrument connection. And a master jazz improviser really has that unlocked. And that's why they're able to not think so much when they're improvising, not rely on different tools and scales and that kind of thinking, but rather just respond organically to things that they've done 100,000 times over and over again, but are easily able to manipulate with barely having to think about it based on the musical environment that's around them, which is pretty cool. All right, so that's all for today's episode. Remember that knowledge without action isn't really knowledge at all. Remember that a lot of practice time isn't near as good. It's just a little bit of great quality practice time. And of course, remember to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't want you to miss out on any of the episodes coming out here. There's some good ones coming up. Until then, happy practicing and cheers. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask or find the link in today's show notes.